It's the California Update from KRCB Radio. I'm Mark Prell. No more money for school buses, the end of child care for thousands, and higher community college fees. Governor Jerry Brown says those cuts and more are on the way next month because the state's revenues are falling well below projections. Ben Adler has more from Sacramento.
The governor says these mid-year trigger cuts are painful, but California is stuck.
There's a very simple, I wanted to invoke a Latin phrase here, nemo dot non habet. It means no man gives what he does not have. The state cannot give what it does not have.
Even though revenues are now expected to fall $2 billion short, the cuts only total $1 billion. The rest of the shortfall will carry over into next year. Brown warns the cuts in his January budget proposal will look even worse, and that doesn't include the consequences of next year's election.
We will have more trigger cuts, premised on whether or not people vote for taxes.
Brown is supporting a sales and income tax increase on the November 2012 ballot. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
A new Stanford report is critical of California's three largest public pension systems and the people who oversee them. It says the state's pension debt will continue to get worse. The study covers CalPERS, CalSTRS, and the University of California Retirement Plan. Stanford professor and former state Democratic Assemblyman Joe Nation wrote the report.
Level of expertise that exists on pension boards. I was stunned to find out that there is not one position on PERS or STRS that requires any technical expertise.
Nation says the total unfunded liability for the three systems is nearly $500 billion. He says unless lawmakers approve tough reforms, the pension share of the state budget is likely to triple. CalPERS and CalSTRS say the Stanford report relies on outdated data and methodologies that are out of sync with government accounting rules. From KRCB Radio, that's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.